when we read the worst of our human conclusions from Scripture, it's always God's done this, and now it's up to us to try and do the best we can and do, because we already have the truth here, so now we just have to work it. I think that what that you've underlined, the idea of being one into love and one into trust, is the most important part of everything we're talking about this journey. If you're not one into love and trust, you will plan and plot, and you will. You just will.
Yeah.
You won't be comfortable in unresolved situations. You won't. So how do I get one into trust? And if that's God wants to win us into it, then there's, I think there's also, it's not like we're uninvolved in that. Then I have to be one into it.
Right.
I have to let him win me.
Right.
Which means part of that for me is you've got to, and this is what to me, that's at the heart of what repentance is. You've got to abandon your agenda for your life. As long as you know how you want your life to come out and how you want this circumstance to resolve itself, as long as you know, and you, God, until you do it, man, I'm going to doubt you exist.
I will be frustrated with you.
You will not be one into trust. You won't be, because you're not getting your way.
Yeah, that's our unwillingness.
That's why repentance is so key. It's not repentance. I'm so sorry. I'm such a horrible, lousy sinner. That's not repentance. Repentance is simply, I'm going to abandon my agenda for my life. I'm going to abandon what I think I should be, what I want, what I think God would
do
if he loved me. Now I provide at least the place to be one into trust. So I can say, okay, God, as you begin to, first one into love. I think love comes first. Win me into the fact that you love me, which is, I tell people all the time to pray this prayer. God, if you love me in the way this man just said you did, would you show that to me? Pray that. And don't pray it for a day or week. Pray it for a year or two. Keep it before God. And then as you're learning that he loves you, then recognize where anxiety, fear, everything in your heart that says, ooh, I'm not trusting you here. And I still have those. I don't have a complete trust in God that fits every circumstance that confronts me. I don't.
No.
I have moments of, oh no, oh gosh, I don't know what to do. Panic, anxiety. I do.
There's fresh adventures everywhere.
But that's where I get to lay down and say, okay, God, what is it about you? I don't know. If I knew it, I'd trust you here. If Eve could have prayed that in the garden, if Eve could have said, God, I don't trust you here. I want to grab this fruit and get there myself. What is it about your love I don't know that if I knew it? Because if Eve knew she was completely and totally loved by God, not that she totally and completely loved him, if she just knew that he completely loved her,
she wouldn't have had to.
There's not a moment of temptation, is it?
No.
There's not
no.
even a,
wow.
Well, I wonder if he'd withhold on me.
Wonderful point.
Yeah. So those are the things that God, so if you're hungry for this way of living, maybe this is where the stepping stone can really be. Let him win you into love and win you into trust.
But it really does require that repenting of your grip on what you want as the outcome.
Yeah.
And your definition of what it looks like. That, yeah. That I think is a huge stumbling stone for a lot of people, because I've had these conversations with so many people, and they kind of nod their head, like they yeah. kind of get it. But then when I look at over the fruit of the last, you know, year or so, I'm going like, I don't see much movement here because they're still grasping.
I have a way I want this to turn out.
Still. Yeah.
Or, and the back half of that is I've got to let go of all the ways God's disappointed my expectations previous. Because if I'm holding him to account that he didn't heal my child when I prayed and they died, or you didn't save my marriage.
Yeah, those are the relationship killers.
Yeah, when obviously you'd think you would want to save my son, you would have wanted, and it's not that God didn't want to. That's not even, the fact is.
Yeah, we don't know the answers to those.
As Job gets to, you just have more wonderful things than we can conceive. So I think bringing our limited human judgment, theme from the shack, unto God for him disappointing us is the thing that keeps us from the kind of intimacy we're talking about. So it's not just releasing the agenda for the future. It's also an element of releasing that disappointed agenda from the past. Because that's
a big deal.
I think it is. For the God of the ages who loves you deeply and yet is watching you grow up in a broken world where you get hurt and disappointed, for God to bridge that gap is huge. And I think he knows how huge it is. He does. And he's up to the challenge. He really can bring us out of our pain and disappointment and hurt and show us how loved we are, and then lead us still in a broken world in which we're going to be disappointed and hurt again. But now we know we're not alone. We weren't alone the first time. We just thought we were. And we won't be alone in the future because God will be the one there. And there's nothing too big that it'll crush us when he's with us.